welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio or your tablet or your iPod or, yes, we are now a podcast.
Pod.
I don't know why it's a pod.
Why is it a pod?
I don't know. But anyway, I'm Kat.
And I'm Joe. And we're podding around here.
Yes, yeah. Do you want fries with that?
I'm sorry. Don't you know that I'm watching my carbs? How dare you offer me fries with something like that? I mean, come on. What's wrong with you?
I'm watching your carbs,
this
too.
This is just the start of the show, and you're already picking on me. I can't believe. I'm sorry. No.
Okay. No, I'm watching the carbs, too. Go from the little dish to your mouth.
Yeah.
There's another carb. Yeah, there's another carb.
Okay. Lip smacking good.
Here is the trivia question of the day.
Okay.
And this is from Reader's Digest, which is rd.com.
Okay.
In what movie did a main character speak of a royal with cheese? A royale with cheese?
No idea.
No.
No idea.
Like, I cannot remember movie lines, but this one I know.
Okay.
Okay. Samuel Jackson's character in Pulp Fiction.
Well, that explains. I never saw Pulp Fiction.
Oh, okay. Well, he's very excited that he knows that a quarter pounder in France is called a royal cheese. Or a royale with cheese.
Not a royal with cheese.
Yes. Yes.
Royal cheese.
Yeah.
See? And you didn't think you're going to learn something today.
I know.
Now
I know.
You know how to go to England and order a quarter pounder of cheese properly.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep. France, actually. My sister just did a little world tour, and she's very picky. Like, we'll sit in a restaurant, and she'll look at the menu and go, oh, there's nothing here I can eat. Because it's, you know, it's not, I don't know what, Atkins, paleo, whatever. She loved McDonald's
just
overseas.
Get rid of the bun.
She said it's so much better overseas.
Of course, if she has one in India, there's no hamburger, so you don't got to worry about it.
Yeah.
It's kind of freaky, but.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay, we're going to get in lots of trouble for this one.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
Mm-mm.
It's a joke.
It's true, though.
Jokesforall.net.
This is true, though. That's sad.
Well, you can do the punchline.
I will.
What do you call 100 John Deere's circling around McDonald's in Kentucky?
Prom night! It's Trudeau.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. Have you not gone to Tractor Week when people down on the farm will drive their tractors to school and the whole nine yards?
Really?
This happens all
for
the time.
For prom, though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
I Kenny Chesney's song, She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy, is one of my favorite.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. He's from Tennessee. Okay, so our theme today, like I didn't give it away already.
John Deere.
Yes, no. Yes, no.
Yes, no.
Yes, no.
Well, if that's not an oxymoron. Yes, no. No, yes. I think I might. No, not today. Anyways.
That's me trying to decide. A lot of times the mouth says yes and the head says no.
And sometimes the mouth gets out before the head says stop.
Yes, it does. It does.
Okay.
So our theme for today is McDonald's.
Cool.
Yeah. So our curious saying, I don't know if it's so curious, but
okay.
Mickey D's.
Why is McDonald's sometimes called Mickey D's?
I often hear it called that, but I've never really thought about why. Ha, huh, lol, whatever.
Yeah.
Do you say that? Do you say lol when it's an LOL, or do you
no.
say LOL?
Laugh out loud.
Okay. Now I'm curious.
Or just put in the comical relief. Ha!
Ha! Okay. Anyway, I call it Macca's.
Macca's?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anglo-Australian slang. Anyway... You guys, I'm lying. No one's really calling it Macca's. That's not real.
Okay.
I've never heard any American ever use it.
No.
They've never even said it in their own commercials.
Man, you're not even saying any syllables.
Wait, what? It's an American given nickname. What are you talking about?
The attempt at sentence structure was more fattening and cancerous than anything served by McDonald's ever.
I'm American.
Okay.
Sometimes I call it Mickey D's, just as I sometimes call Walmart Wally World.
Mm-hmm.
These nicknames are common and used regularly. I've never thought about why. Wally World makes more sense to me than Mickey D's does, though reading this thread and making this post is more times than I've ever spent thinking about why.
So we really don't have an answer why it was called Mickey D's.
No, but wasn't that an interesting essay?
Yes.
Okay.
Totally ecleptic.
Yes, ecleptic.
Didn't know where it was going.
Ecleptic?
Yes.
You mean eclectic?
I say it my way. You say it your way. You say tomato. I say tomato. Okay? What's wrong with you?
Okay.
Pick on your own potatoes. Anyways.
Okay. From top5list.com.
Okay.
Top 10 list.
Top 10?
Yeah. 14. Courses taught at McDonald's High School.
Number 14. Marketing 316. What the heck were we thinking? Grimace?
Time management 101. Extending the 5-second dropped food rule to 10 seconds. Ew.
There's a dropped food rule?
Number the 5-second rule that you can still eat it if it's only been on the floor for 5 seconds?
Not in McDonald's. Anyways, no, okay. Not unless I get caught. Number 12, McFun. Can't cut a joke, Joe. I'm trying to say this word. McFasology 101. If food...
Psychology, it's, Joe. It's psychology. The joke does not work unless you say the right word. Mick psychology.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's
go
what
ahead.
I said.
You may proceed.
Mick physiology.
Okay.
It's food if we tell them it's food. There's more truth to that than you know.
Chemistry 114, mop bucket hydrology.
Number 10, psychology 406. Keep existential despair at bay while smiling. Yeah.
Anatomy 101, fryer onyx and impromptu skin grafting. Ow.
Oh, number 8.
Yeah.
Calculus. We're moving along.
Beverage economics 101, pushing the ice.
Number 6, home economics 215. Living quietly and obediently on... Well, this is false now. $5.75 an hour.
When I worked at McDonald's, that's how much they paid.
It's now $5.76 an hour. Come
oh,
on.
Okay.
Come on, get it right.
Anatomy 320, advanced table wiping biomechanics.
It is truly needed. Number 4, pastry geometry 320, pi r square.
Yeah. Marketing 409, what the heck were we thinking? The BLT? The McDLT. McDLT.
Mickey D's. LT's.
Oh, okay. That's where the lettuce and tomato were on one side and the hamburger were on the other. So that the lettuce and tomato stayed cold and the hamburger stayed. I liked that. Oh, well.
Can't have soggy lettuce. Number 2, self-defense 214. Using sporks, scalding coffee, and hockey puck patties as weapons.
And number 1 course at McDonald's High School.
Physical education 423. Speed flipping and adorned standing.
Did you work at McDonald's?
One day.
Did you go willingly?
Yeah, my sister worked there, and they were having a throwback day for 55-cent hamburgers.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, this was like 10, we were in the 70s, and they were doing 55 days, so that place was busy, and they had me come in and help out.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay. You didn't get fired or anything? You just...
Nope, it was a one-day engagement.
Oh, okay. That's
and
good.
I swore I'd never work at a Mickey D's again. So instead, I work for Arby's, but that's another story.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll do an Arby's show a couple days from now. Dumb criminals. I found one.
You're saying we're going to have a beefy show? Anyways, dumb criminals.
Yeah. From dumbcriminals.com. This one's called I'm Loving It Too Much.
Okay. So, in case you've never set foot in a health class of any sort, I have news. Fast food is bad for you. Yummy? Yes. With the guilt of consuming a week's worth of calories at breakfast, cheap? Yes. Your wallet stays fat, and you just get fatter.
All in moderation, though, so you don't get crazy like this guy. Two grown brothers in Pennsylvania were sharing a McDonald's brownie when apparently one became enraged. He picked up three steak knives.
Three.
He was eating his brownie with steak knives, apparently, and began to slash and stab his shocked brother. According to the Huffington Post, this is not his first stabbing incident. The first probably involved a McFlurry.
Oh.
Oy.
Oh. Oh.
Okay.
Let me stab you with these plastic forks. I'm going to do maximum damage.
Oh.
Don't let the terrorists know.
We have a story time.
Yes.
This actually throws back to what I was just talking about with my sister.
Okay.
This is firstwefeast.com.
Yes.
These are the craziest McDonald's menu items from around the world.
Cool.
There's some cool stuff on here.
I can imagine.
Would make you want to travel.
Maybe.
The first one, no.
from pineapple Oreo McFlurries to mashed potato burgers. Internationally, McDonald's menu items can get all kinds of weird.
McDonald's is everywhere. The company's logo is the most recognized symbol in the world, likely due to the fact that there are locations in more than 120 countries. McDonald's is a fast food institution, and even if you're not on the fast food bandwagon, you can't help but recognize the Golden Arch's vast popularity.
Some considering eating at McDonald's while abroad a smack in the face to local cuisine. I'll argue that. At the same time, McDonald's international menus do a pretty good job of adjusting their traditional American items to accommodate the local dinners. And at the very least, the food nods in the direction of local flavors. Let's check out some of the wildest items on international McDonald's menus.
The Ebi Filet-O Shrimp Burger from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? A patty of panko battered shrimp topped with Ebi shrimp tempura sauce and lettuce. Who says a burger has to be made of meat? Who says it just can't be a patty of
I've actually
shrimp.
Had one of them, and they're very good.
Yeah? I love shrimp.
I also got, when I was in the McDonald's in Japan, a micro miniature Lego set of the main characters, McBurglar, some of the other characters.
Cool.
And brought it back, and now I want it. People are like, you can sell it for lots of money. I'm like,
you could.
Probably.
It's fun.
But it's mine.
It's yours.
Taro pie. Country China. What is it? Like a McDonald's apple pie with taro root filling, like its American cousin. The McDonald's China taro root doesn't resemble pie in the least. But what would a McDonald's menu be without those crunchy rectangular fruit-filled pastries? The taro pie is the same crispy shell as the classic McDonald's apple pie, but it's stuffed with a bright purple taro root.
Can you imagine not knowing that and biting into it? And seeing purple?
Yeah, but you're traveling.
Yes.
Assume.
Eat the worst, yeah. The next one is an oval maltine McFlurry from Brazil. It is a blended ice cream dessert you know and love made with chocolate Ovaltine. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like just a chocolate milkshake to me.
With Ovaltine. McNoodles. Country, Austria. What is it? A stir-fry bowl with noodles and vegetables.
Okay, that makes sense.
That sounds like it should be in China or Japan or Asia.
Yeah.
Anyway,
anywhere but Austria. From India, they have a McCurry pan. It is curried vegetables baked in a cream sauce inside a crispy pan constructed of bread.
Yeah.
Huh.
I didn't
Which
have
other
one,
words, like soup in a bread bowl.
I didn't have one of those when I was in India, but that's another story.
Okay.
McNürnberger.
I love this one.
Country, Germany. What is it? Yes. It's three bratwurst served on a bun with mustard and onions. And don't you dare ask for ketchup.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Do they even make ketchup in Germany?
Yeah, I don't know. But
I don't know. They put mustard on everything.
I know. Ugh. Sad.
I like it, actually. But
no.
Anyway. The apricot sundae. Sounds really good. From Turkey.
Yeah.
Wait, it's soft serve ice cream with apricot topping, as McDonald's Arabia advertised it on its Facebook. You probably tried dipping chicken McNuggets in garlic mayo sauce already, but have you tried our new apricot sundae yet?
That actually sounds good.
It does sound good. Yeah.
From Colombia, we have pineapple Oreo McFlurry.
Well,
what is it? Soft serve ice cream blended with Oreo and pineapple filling, if you think. McDonald's isn't an innovator of flavor combos. Think again. Pineapple ice cream is very good.
Pineapple ice cream is good. Oreo ice cream is good. Pineapple Oreo? Really? Kat says yes.
As long as it's double stuffed Oreos, I think I can get along with it. Yeah. But anyways.
Okay. The McShrimp is from Russia.
Okay.
I said that with an Irish accent, but
you did.
McShrimp. what is it? No, that was Scottish.
Bless you, my child.
Thank you. A side dish option of breaded shrimp. Do you want shrimp with that? At McDonald's Russia, you can order fried shrimp as a side.
That's interesting. Now, see, I don't have a problem with this one either. Mm-mm. From China, mashed potato burger.
Love it.
What is it? A beef patty topped with bacon and mashed potatoes.
Hey.
I make mashed potato pancakes, so.
The potato part's great, but they put bacon on it, too. How can you not love that?
That's it.
Yeah. this one, I don't know. Bubblegum squash McFlurry.
Okay.
Yeah. from Australia and New Zealand. Soft serve ice cream blended with marshmallows and bubblegum flavored syrup. But don't worry, no gourds were hurt in the making of the McFlurry. Squash means marshmallows in this case.
Well, now.
Okay.
From Peru, chicha purple temptation.
Mm.
What is it? A decadent dessert made with blue corn.
Ooh.
Interesting.
I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
sausage and egg twisty pasta breakfast from China. What is it? A soup with noodles and vegetables topped with a sausage patty and a hard-boiled egg.
Mm.
I guess that makes it twisty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, this one's good.
Mm-hmm.
From the Philippines, chicken McDoo with spaghetti. What is it? It's a value meal with fried chicken and spaghetti with red sauce.
Hmm.
But traditional Philippine dishes don't use red sauce. They use another kind of sauce. But that's still...
But it's McDoo, so...
It's McDoo, yeah.
It's McDoo. And then the Prosperity Burger...
I'm in.
...from Malaysia. A burger that mysteriously resembles a McRib with spicy pepper sauce and onions.
Mm.
I wonder if they have that all year, if they do that. McRib is back every year, and everybody goes, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've had it once, you'll never do it again.
Mm. Anyway.
Yes, ma'am.
So we have some fast facts from RT.com. These are supposed to be mind-blowing.
Oh.
So let's see if Kat's mind blows up while we're saying this. Mind-blowing McDonald's facts. With billions of people served, McDonald's has played fascinating roles in shaping international culture since its first restaurant opened. Here's a compilation of surprising McDonald's trivia, even its most loyal customers may not know.
McDonald's first drive-thru opened in 1975 in Sierra Vista, Arizona. What inspired the then revolutionary concept? The restaurant was located near a military base, and soldiers were not allowed to leave their cars while wearing their fatigues.
Ah.
Always a reason.
So they could drive through. Okay. There are almost more than 1.5 times more McDonald's locations than hospitals in the United States. 14,350 McDonald's versus 10,660 hospitals.
But the hospitals are catching up.
Are they?
Oh, yeah, because they're building a lot more hospitals, and McDonald's the growth has slowed down.
Okay.
But that's another story for another day.
Okay.
All those dime and pennies do add up. In 2013, Ronald McDonald's House Charities, the nonprofit organization that is McDonald's charity of choice, raised around $450 million.
Just from dropping your extra change in that little plexiglass thing. That's really cool.
That's cool.
The average McDonald's drive-through transaction, I want to know who did this, who took these. It took roughly 3 minutes or 189.49 seconds, according to one recent study. The fast food leader was Wendy's with a 133.63 second turnaround time. And I want a quarter pounder, go!
Does that come with cheese or can I get it without cheese? You're cutting my time, buddy. At its Paris Champs Elysee restaurant, McDonald's typical yellow golden arches are neon white to blend in with the lighting of that location. This is the real reason the logo is yellow and red.
Huh?
Not to blend in.
Oh.
Yellow and red are the two most favorite advertising colors out there to use.
Uh-oh.
Because they're bright and they are attractive and pull your eye in.
Okay.
Not that I know anything about marketing.
Well, here's the other end of the spectrum here. McDonald's in Sedona, Arizona has the world's only turquoise arches. The owners of that franchise were told they needed to make the location more in keeping with the distinct desert environment. Blue was chosen to echo the sky, and the building is more orange and red to resemble the surrounding terrain. That sounds pretty.
It is true. Hmm. I've seen it. I've never eaten there, but because we go to Sedona a lot. Nations that have placed a ban on McDonald's include Bermuda, Montenegro, Kazakhstan, and Macedonia.
Really?
Wow.
Wow. I've seen
Why
it up
Bermuda?
On the hill in Macedonia. I've seen it up there. It's right next to Steak and Shake. On the hill, right across from Summit Mall.
I think the key word was nations.
Oh!
Just thought I'd point that out.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, in all the world, there is one floating McDonald's known as the McBarge. It's in Vancouver, Canada. It was built for and served food at the 1986 World's Fair, but now it's abandoned. Oh.
Because nobody could get there. Anyways... Just swim. Come on. Forget about the tide. Come on.
We'll give you free fish. Free fillet if you can swim here.
Or you become fish. Anyway, golden wedding arches. McDonald's in Hong Kong offers a variety of wedding packages. The deluxe package, which costs around $1,200, includes a two-hour rental of the decorated McDonald's location, 50 invitations, McDonald's gift certificate for 50 guests, a pair of McDonald's balloon wedding rings, a bridal boutique, apple pie display, and an MC.
Wow. Wow.
Do you know that there's a McDonald's in Niles, Ohio, that has a rainstorm that comes up through about... I think it's, I don't know what it is. I think it was like every hour, every 20
minutes.
In
Niles?
Yeah.
That's where the family is from.
Warren and Niles.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's rather.
It's a two-story McDonald's.
Oh, my. I'm going to have to go. I was actually just in Warren this weekend.
Sorry to hear that.
I know. Well, we went to the hot dog shop.
That, I'm not sorry to hear.
My cousin came up from Columbus, and all she wants to do is go to the hot dog shop. Yeah. And it's busy all the time.
Yep.
And it's not changed since I was a kid. I lived in Warren in second and third grade. And
yeah. Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Well,
I went to Lincoln Elementary School.
Which is no longer there.
No, it is. It's there. We drove past it.
It's been revamped.
Yeah, it's a little different. But
yeah.
Yeah. Is it a reformatory now? Or?
See, now, you go to Warren, there's two places to go. Of course, there's the, I don't have the time here. Of course, there's a hot dog shop.
Yeah.
But then you have to go around the corner and get chicken from Uncle Nick's.
Oh.
And Uncle Nick's has a sign up front that says that if the colonel had our recipe, he would be a general.
Oh, wow. I love that.
But they have a garlic deep fried, pressure fried chicken that's just above nothing.
We're going to try that next time.
Yeah.
Okay. Some discerning diners believe that the Coke served at McDonald's tastes better than it does at other places. They may be onto something. Only at McDonald's is the Coke syrup delivered in stainless steel tanks to preserve its freshness. Elsewhere, it's transported in plastic bags.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Those in the know say that McDonald's has a secret menu. The most popular items include the McLeprechaun Shake, a chocolate shake mixed with their seasonal shamrock shake, a McKinley Mac, a Big Mac made with quarter-pound patties, and the Land, Air, and Sea Burger. I'm a chicken patty, beef patty, and a Filet-O-Fish patty combined.
Okay. Hmm.
Wow, that'd be an interesting flavor combo.
Yeah, it sure would.
Okay.
So we have just some jokes.
All right.
From jokeblogger.com.
Sure.
And it was easier just to print these pictures out than to retype it.
I was about to say, I'm sorry. Hey, can you guys see?
No.
I'm showing you the picture. See?
That's bad. That's bad. When people ask what I did for a living, I proudly say I served my country for 13 years, even if it was from a McDonald's drive-thru window.
McDonald's has given away a golden card that allows free food for life. The winner's life expectancy should be around 3 to 5 years. Ouch.
Wells Fargo ATMs are made from the same parts as McDonald's shake machines.
Oh.
Ow.
McDonald Trump and NATO proves that the camera adds 10 Big Macs. What?
A woman claims she got pregnant by eating at McDonald's. Oh. It's a heck of a way to find out your real dad is Mayor McCheese.
Ow.
Ow.
Child.
Yeah, and while we're online.
My name is Jose Manuel. I am not part of this cast.
Timely tweets. I found some good tweets.
Okay.
Great ones. This first guy, though, his name is Shut Up Mike Jin. I'm not really comfortable with McDonald's calling their food list a menu.
At NBADAG, at McDonald's, me and one of the Happy Meal toys.
For a little boy or girl?
Sweating.
Yeah.
Yes, of course it is.
From 12 o'clock. At 12 o'clock. I feel like I'm the McDonald's fruit and yogurt parfait of humans in that I'm very elegant but very misguided. I like that.
At @nice_mustard. Before McDonald's, I bet don't buy cheeseburgers from a clown was a pretty hard and fast rule.
That is my favorite. I love that. This is at sort of bad.
Scary clown, scary food.
The receipt they give you at McDonald's is like a certificate of authenticity for your shame spiral. Yeah.
And don't worry, in 30 days it'll disappear. It fades. At Tyler Schmall, one of the reasons, one of McDonald's mascot is a guy who steals from McDonald's.
What does that tell you? Okay, from Bridger W.
Yes.
Going to walk into McDonald's, gaze at the menu for an uncomfortable amount of time, and then say to the cashier, tell me about your burgers.
Well, man, it's just like a burger, man.
But it's got special sauce.
At Golden Gate Blind. Wait till the people so excited about all-day breakfast at McDonald's find out that they can make breakfast at home whenever they want.
And my favorite, well, maybe, at McRob V, McDonald's sponsoring the Olympics is like the Kardashians sponsoring a job fair. Ooh, Dave even laughed at that one.
And finally, at Sam Almighty Sam, it's a sad going to McDonald's and finding out that a meal is happier than you.
Oh, my.
Quiver, quote.
Okay, here we go with another top-down list from Top 5. Fast food Goliath McDonald's has chosen a new slogan. I'm loving it. The slogan is part of a new marketing. This was a few years ago. New marketing strategy that will include TV spots with vocals by Justin Timberlake. The U.S. launch is scheduled for September 29, probably 2000 or something. Since they chose such a lame slogan, don't you wonder what they rejected?
We did.
The top 11 rejected McDonald's slogans.
Number 11, tastes like... just like real food.
Number 10, we'd love to see you waddle.
Number 9, we are legally obligated to tell you that Grimace is a convicted sex offender.
Oh. 8, open wide, you lemmings. This one's for you, honey.
Number 7, wipe your chins, McLard butt.
Go ahead and sue us, McTubby. Your bad eating habits put 7 of Ray Kroc's 19 grandkids through law school at Harvard.
Exactly. Number 5, spill a coffee and win. Ah. And then get it rejected, but that's another story.
Yeah. Anyway, relax, PETA. It ain't really chicken.
Number 3, supersizing America since 1954.
Number 2, you deserve a wake today. Wow.
And the number 1 rejected McDonald's slogan is...
I'm shoveling it.
Dun, 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 dun. Ow. Well.
Yeah, we got some ruminations, too.
Cool.
Yeah.
From ruminate.com.
Yeah.
Instead of a Happy Meal, McDonald's ought to make a sleepy meal. Then I might finally get those brats down for a nap. Scott Charles.
Sometimes I wish Wile E. Coyote would just give up and order some chicken fingers instead, since that's what the Roadrunner probably tastes like anyway. Plus, I'd love to see Ronald McDonald drop an anvil on him. That's terrible.
Yes.
We got one more quick. Top 5.
Okay.
Top 5 signs Ronald McDonald is growing up.
Aww. 5, finally realized that Pauly Shore isn't funny.
That telltale bottle of Clairol Fire Engine Red Number 4 in a shower.
Number 3, scene with Jack in the Box at a strip club stuffing fries down G-strings.
3 kids injured in an unfortunate stubble incident.
And the number one sign that McDonald's are growing up.
He has a McBeer gut. That's all we have for today. I'm Kat.
And I'm Joe.
And together we're...
loving it.
No, together we are. Cat soup, the best of internet humor on the radio.
Have a great week, folks.